Luke chapter 24, familiar text. Hear the word of the Lord. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified on the third day, be raised again." And they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11, to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles, but they did not believe the women because their words seemed like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw strips of linen lying by themselves. He went away, wondering to himself what had happened. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Often it's the little things in life that stop us and cause us to take notice, isn't it? Those simple little things that grab our attention, a hug by a child, a spouse that takes you by the hand as you walk across a parking lot, a handwritten note. The Easter story is, of course, told in all four Gospels, but in Luke's Gospel, the passage I just read, there is a simple word, a three-letter word that catches my attention. It's the conjunction "but." Now recall, English 101, conjunctions serve as connectors between words and phrases, clauses and sentences. Conjunctions, y'all remember, and, because, but. In my particular translation, in the 12 verses I read, this conjunction "but" is used three times. In the Greek translation, it is found in those same verses 11 times. And if you read through the entire Gospel of Luke, over and over and over again, that simple yet powerful word, "but." Theodore Wardlaw is professor of theology at Austin Presbyterian Seminary. He wrote an article that appeared in the Christian Century where he called the word "but" a defiant conjunction. Listen to his explanation. "This little word gets into the face of every cynical, hopeless, harsh evaluation of the state of things, in the state of the world, in the state of our lives. This little word continues the conversation, continues the line of thought, but changes the direction of things dramatically, changes our perspective, and sometimes our attitude. This little word, that God isn't through with things yet. God hasn't spoken the last word, not yet. Not in the situation we find ourselves, not anymore. Then God had spoken the last word on that Good Friday so long ago." Did you catch the text? Chapter 24, verses 2 and verse 3. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Verse 5 and 6, in their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember, he told you while he was still with you in Galilee." Yes, a conjunction, a defiant conjunction that changes it all. This little word grabs us by the shoulders. It stops us in our tracks. It forces us to understand that no matter what we've heard, we haven't heard the whole story yet. The powers to be, the Romans, the Pharisees, the Jews, you and I, we crucified Jesus. The sin of the world cut him down, but God raised him up. Hatred and fear and violence echoed loudly on Friday, but God had the last word on Sunday. Perhaps the Apostle Paul so beautifully summed it up in Romans 5, you see, at just the right time. When we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Easter Sunday morning, I wish all of you could be here and looking there. It's a great view. And yet, if we're honest and we look beneath the glossy Easter veneer, we would realize and we would see that we're surrounded by chaos, confusion, and for some, even collapse. Many of you know of despair or depression or division or disease. You know that some relationships which once were so precious have crashed and burned. There's hurt. For some, there's hopelessness. For some, it's pure hell. But God today offers peace. God today offers wholeness. God offers reconciliation. Too often we turn away from God. We abandon God, but he refuses to abandon us. Instead, God longs to tightly, gently engulf us in his grace. Oh, church, there's so much I long to share with you today. There's so much I wish I could tell you. I don't hardly know where to begin. But on Easter Sunday 2019, I want you to know without a doubt that Jesus loves you. Jesus is not dead. He is risen. Yes, weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Jesus' own words, I've read it too often this year. Since last Easter, I've read it time and time again. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. The defiant conjunction, he is not here, but he is risen. Risen indeed. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Shall we? Oh God, Easter Sunday. What a day. A day where we're reminded again that He is not here, but He is risen. We're reminded that pain happens and heartaches occur, but God, oh God, is here. On this day, we're reminded that death loses. God wins. We win because of Christ in us, a defiant conjunction. May we hang on to your word. May we hang on to you as you hang on to us. This I pray in the resurrected name of Jesus Christ. Amen.